With, I think. All right, welcome to our special call meeting on August 13th for the AACSC. We're going to review some documents, the CT, the plumbing, the apprentice program, and rules and risks and CT, combining them. They're combining them all into one document. We reviewed them at our August meeting, had some issues, not issues, had been some concerns about language, about instructors, and pre-apprenticeship language on it also. So we're going to take this time. Everybody should have had a chance to take some time and review the document, so hopefully we can work through it really quickly and make any other changes that we need to and improve it. I know the OSD office is needing to move on this, get it moved along up the chain. So anyway, let's get started. I think Derek sent out an email this morning with the latest and greatest version, I believe. And it should be, is this it up on the screen now, Derek?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I would, since we had some time to review the document, I would, let's start at the beginning and just go through this really quick, and then we'll pick up the two concerns as we go through this document, just to make sure everybody's on board with the language and everything. So if we start at page one, and Derek, I'll let you lead the show because you know more about this document than I do, and you know where you inserted and deleted stuff and added stuff and all that. So I'll just
gotcha.
Let you from page one.
All right. So as we discussed last time, course definitions, they're all basically the same. The only things that we really added here previously, I want to say we added a something about the, Arkansas apprenticeship portal, added a comment in there about that. And that was basically the, the adding of any definitions. Everything else was just as it had been before. Of course, here, our second page, that was where we got into our instructor qualification discussion. And we had all seemed to be happy with the added language here, or be a subject matter expert in who is recognized within industry as having expertise in specific occupation. So I think we were all pretty comfortable with that, thinking of OSHA 10, OSHA 30, any other specialized type training our apprentice might need to be in when we're talking about electricians or plumbers or licensed occupation specifically, which we only have two here in the state that require apprenticeship. We go down here, terms of apprenticeship, none of that was changed. As you see in the doc, I just made me a few notes on the side, just knowing, hey, these are going to change since, revamping and moving things around. So just that way I also had a good idea about it as well. Of course, here, that was where I just, once they finalize this document and get everything put into place, then we would add our sections here so they could go directly to them as they're reading down to the document. They will know exactly where to go to for the RTI requirements for electrical and plumbing specifically. Of course, we have our duties of a program sponsor or local apprenticeship committee. All that's pretty much all the same. No changes really were made there at all. Of course, just, another one of these, hey, get it looking to the appropriate section here as the document gets addressed. I think we are all good with this traditional apprenticeship funding section. Basically kind of have it laid out the way our guidelines and the way it's been done for quite a few years now, and then just just kind of clarified that. And of course also gave us the you know, any other factors are outlined in the funding guidelines. So if we do run into something different, then we would still be able to add it, you know, have it added to our guidelines and address as necessary. All right. Of course, we added our language for the Arkansas apprenticeship portal being required for funding. So we just kind of outlined that, just basically took that information that was in our funding guidelines and got it put over here in the rules. We come down here. Of course, we did find out we're probably going to be able to remove this section because it won't be needed anymore after they get all combined. This is just, you know, the heading that was there on the original plumbing rules. And we'll probably do the same thing for the electrical as well. We got all our definitions. None of those have changed. Mm-hmm. Course code change there. All these are the same for the terms of apprenticeship registration for U.S. or for plumbing.
The experience credits, Derek, on yes. The definition of experience credits.
Yes.
It's a little bit different language in it compared to the on the next page is experience credit, mm-hmm. RTI and OJT. And it's all regarded to how the language is talking about prior to 1984 and credit received.
Okay.
I don't know if they need to be the same or need to be closer or what.
Means previous out-of-state work experience under the supervision of a master plumber and a plumbing trade equivalent.
The experience credit definition, it doesn't directly define what you do if you have work prior to 1984.
Right. It's never been there.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you look at experience credit on the next page,
uh-huh.
Can be granted, documented out of state work, in state work, registered as in the rules, or work done prior to 1984.
I'm assuming it's not prior to 1984. Was that, I'm assuming, when it started being required to yes. go to apprenticeship training? Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, actually had some OJT prior to that would basically be able to get, you know, yes. experience credit.
Yes. Yes. It's not a big deal. It's just, I just wanted to point it out. It's a little bit different language. I think the one, the 8A kind of maybe explains it a little bit quicker and better than the definition, but.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I'm
fine. What are y'all thinking there? Would you? Think we just remove? Would you think we just switch it out? As far as take this right here, and then switch it out for what we actually have as far as our definition currently up there. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
I'm fine with it if y'all are.
Okay. And right below that, I think you already talked about, we talked about the pre-apprenticeship program?
No, we hadn't got to that yet.
Okay. That's right below it, isn't it?
Yes. So we're thinking we would take this right here and then just replace, have it added here, take this part out and add that section.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they just need to be consistent and a little bit better.
Okay. I'm going to take out the time here, guys, and just put experience credit. As far as when we're actually talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me paste this in here and see what it looks like, guys. Experience credit, RTI, and OJT can be granted for documented out-of-state work. Or experience credit.
Experience credit can be granted, documented for the documented in-state work.
So I just took out where it said experience credit twice with the way they have it. So it just experience credit means this.
Okay. Documented in-state work with these rules and regulations or in-state work done prior to 1984.
Yeah, basically the way the rules are set up, in order to get that experience credit time, right now we're talking about either, you know, a pre-apprenticeship is with the way the rules are going to be going. We're thinking pre-apprenticeship. Other than that, you know, if you're working out in the field, for example, for a plumber right now, and you're not already going to an apprenticeship program, that is illegal time and therefore would not count. So that's kind of, you know, prior to 84, didn't have that rule, so that time would count.
Yep. Okay.
All right. All right. So here we got down to our pre-apprenticeship section. Just kind of highlight it there. We had kind of thrown out while we were discussing last time, David brought up their pre-apprenticeship program and their standards. It was set up with this it was set up as interim credential program as laid out in a program standards will apply. So that was one way. I was thinking of another possible way, would just say, or a pre-apprenticeship program that is reviewed and approved of by OSD.
I like the second language better because it could be from any program, any type. And if it's legit, it's legit. If it's not, it's not. But it don't tie your hands.
Right, right. All right.
Yeah, I agree. I think if it's pretty much in state, it's cut and dry. But if it's out of state, I think it needs to, we need to review it, or somebody needs to review it. And we definitely don't
want to. You know, my main thing, guys, as long as they're doing what they should be doing and teaching them what they should be teaching them, let's give them that credit for those hours and not keep them from it.
Same page. Yep. Okay.
All right. And we keep coming down. This is where we just kind of outlined, hey, we could have a possibility of somebody, of the OJT and RTI not lining up. Just wanted to clarify that for everybody here in this G section that, hey, if they did have some pre-apprenticeship training, something like that, it's not going to always totally line up. But just, excuse me, clear that up for everybody. Of course, down here, for plumbing, we had added the actual plumbing occupation title from USDOL. I put that in there. And talking with Rick, they were fine with allowing up to half of that RTI be done by correspondence work. So had got that switched around and added into it previously. Now, there was I talked with Heath, called and asked me about this after our last meeting. Right now with these, he was thinking with our state plumbing committee, state electrical committee, I went and changed it, to where, basically we'll meet monthly unless there's nothing that needs to be discussed. So if there wasn't anything, we could do that. So Heath asked, what about our, actual local committee requirements? Right now, it says they have to hold meetings once a month. I mean, I'm kind of the same way. You know, if y'all don't have anything to talk about, why waste your time? You know, I did not know. I noticed John. We got John on here. I didn't know if this was a USDOL requirement or if this is just a standards thing. You know, depending, and it could be different upon each program. I didn't know how that was set up. So, John, if you wouldn't mind intervening here and let me know if you have any thoughts, they would be greatly appreciated.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Derek. Derek, I appreciate that. And my apologies for being late. Some days this computer is okay handling Zoom, and some days it isn't. The DOL likes us to use Microsoft Teams, and so, you know, it gets finicky from time to time. So to the point, though, the DOL position on apprenticeship committee meetings is that they want the committee has to be, you know, defined in advance. So we have to know who the members of the committee are, established ahead of time, and the roles that they're going to be. If somebody's the chair, the vice chair, co-chair, a secretary, recorder, those kinds of roles on the committee. We want to have this the identify the structure and the roles of the committee. Then we just want to have an expectation that the committee meets on a quote regular basis, and for different entities, for different programs out there. Sometimes that is necessary on a monthly basis because of the volume of activity that's occurring within the program or programs. If the committee is covering more than serving to cover more than one program. But, you know, it could be quarterly for others and semi-annually for others. If it's a small, if it's a smaller program with less issues, and so forth. So regular basis can, you know, is openly defined based on the needs of the program. But I'd say at minimum semi-annually, right? Twice a year is a regular basis. And we want the meetings, of course, then to be documented, right? So that to be recorded. An agenda published in advance, and then minutes and or, you know, a record of decisions of the committee during the meeting afterwards. So as long as those different aspects are addressed and documented, then, you know, DOL is happy with that, and the committees are fine. The only other caveat on that is that the composition of the committee, as far as who actually participates, DOL, we just wants to see membership or representation from the sponsor of the program, the employers who are supporting the program, right? So someone who can advocate from the employer perspective, and then someone who can advocate from the apprentice perspective. Right. So it doesn't have to be an apprentice that you put on the committee, obviously, because they're going to be sitting in the room with supervisors, managers, higher level decision makers. But you need to have a sponsor representation, employer representation, and an advocate for apprentices. If there are programs that are under a CBA, right, a collective bargaining agreement, then there's got to be representation by someone from the collective that represents the collective bargaining entity as well. And in this case, where we've got the state engaged, that's taking the lead role on the committee, then you want to have someone from the state agency represented, or you could have someone from workforce division, right, in different industries. Different sector, you could have a workforce representative who represents a particular or economic development that represents a particular industry sector who has interest in the activities of the committee. So the representation needs to be to cover those areas, and it can vary based on the topics of the committee, very much like you guys have been running the committee to this point. You've got representatives who advocate from all those perspectives.
So how would y'all think about saying hold regular meetings?
Yeah, it sounds like that would cover what he's talking about to me. I think that would just, you know, take some undue burden off of some of the local committees. You know, if there's nothing going on, same way with y'all, it just to get everybody together is kind of tough. So regularly should handle that, I would think.
I was thinking more in the lines of hold semi-annual meetings. What I was. And then leave the language in there about special meetings can be called whenever by the chair or the majority. But I was thinking more of the a local committee at least meeting, you know, at the start of the, at least once during the first semester and once during the second semester. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, if you put at least semi-annually, then that would, you know, I guess that would leave it open for whatever.
You know, regular meeting, that's, you know, my definition of regular and David's definition and Keith, I mean.
Could you put regular meetings held at least semi-annually?
Yes. Yeah, just remove the hold meeting, hold or meeting once a month and insert hold semi-annual meetings at a minimum.
Right, or more frequently as needed.
Yep.
So what do y'all think about that?
Yeah. Don't hold back.
Works for me.
Okay. Let's move on.
All right. That finished up that. Now we're getting into our electrical side. Like I said, after hearing what we said, this right here will probably be removed because we just won't need it any longer. Come down all of this is in there. Let's see, keep going now.
Hang on. Terms of apprenticeship, minimum 4 years. We're leaving all that language out or in, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's
the same then we language. Have our concurrently thing down here. Pardon? With it. I said we added the concurrent where, you know, basically, hey, if they did get pre-apprenticeship, it could be might not all be completed concurrently.
Yes. Do we need to insert what did I put? Program hereby reducing the amount of training time that would be completed concurrent. Do we need to put training time in there or just leave it as time?
Amount of, oh, I see what you're saying. Of training time, add that right here.
Yeah, add training. Yeah, training right there, and add it in the plumbing also. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't. Yeah.
I think it flies either way. I think it's just a little bit better flow with training time in there, I think.
I'm going to go up here, guys, and check that amount of – I'm going to add it right here to the plumbing.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay, there's that one. Come down here, all that's there. All right. So we come down. Let me go. Okay, that is still down farther. All right. So this was the other area for the RTI requirement.
Oh.
All right, and this is, or a pre-apprenticeship program that is reviewed and approved of, made it the same now as what it was up above.
Okay.
Come on down. We had added, same kind of like plumbing, we added this in there about the actual title for the occupation per US DOL, and I have or other approved program. In case something just pops up, we have that kind of established there. You know, for example, I'm thinking of, you know, maybe the residential wireman program we already have that's being utilized in the state, or if they have kind of, as David had alluded to in previous conversations, I know they kind of have a hybrid setup, so they're still getting. You know, when you look in Rapids, they're still all getting put into the same program. So as far as this alternate title, interior electrician OV10159B1 time base, but that would just kind of give us an option there if we do trail off. You know, I wouldn't mind doing that in the plumbing part, but I don't know of any other plumbing programs we use in the state. So everyone I've seen has been that particular program title. So, you know, with electrical, we do, you know, I guess if plumbing actually allowed some type of residential thing, they might have some residential plumbing thing out there, but we don't have anything like that out there.
Okay.
All right. Other than that, we got down. This is our state electrical apprenticeship committee requirements. They are there. And we will do this. Hold regular meetings. Semi-annually. And of course, special meeting if y'all have stuff to need to discuss, then we should be calling a special meeting for it instead of waiting on down the road. Of course, we're plumbing and electrical. We had added the statement in there, you know, worst case scenario, if we got some program that's not complying, then we can reach out to the appropriate licensing entity to have them hold the program's ability to do what they normally would be doing for new apprentices or new license, et cetera, until they are getting their ducks in order. Because whenever we have these issues like that, the ultimate person who gets, you know, receives the worst out of the situation is the apprentice. So, just kind of got that in there. Hopefully we don't ever have to use that, but we needed some type of teeth in here just in case we run into those situations. Now here's our plumbing and electrical programs. This is just where I grouped everything together that was already the same in both. So then this section just encompasses all of it. We added our Arkansas certified pre-apprenticeship rule in here. And then we have our CT rule. Rules got it moved over, added, you know, got it kind of set up the way we're doing it right now. And there was a lot of stuff in there that just isn't used anymore. So, you know, removed quite a bit of it compared to what you see here. Just kind of having an outline exactly as what's going on. And of course, anytime we, you know, of course, everything set by our guidelines that are discussed and decided upon. And that is it. We are to the bottom.
Okay. I think that's everything I had wrote down, I think. All right. Any other comments, questions on the document? I'll say as, on the document as amended. None? Nothing? Ooh, we must have did a good job, or Derek did a good job, or I'll say we all did a good job.
Hey, I need y'all to review my stuff as well, so.
Oh, I know. Yeah, the more eyes, the better.
Yes, and I always feel like, you know, the more everybody is all in agreement, the better off apprenticeship will be for the state, so especially when we have such a variety of different members.
Yep. All right. Hearing no comments or questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve the document as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Who made the motion? I'm sorry.
David.
David. Okay. And Ed seconded it. Is that right? Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any no's out there? No. Any abstaining? Motion carries. All right. Well, I appreciate everybody's time. I appreciate OSD being able to work with us on extending the timeline on that. Anyway, I greatly appreciate that. It gave me a little bit more time to review it. So. Appreciate everybody's time this morning, and we will see you in person, I believe, in September. Is that right, Derek?
Yes, sir. And we already got Heath already down for the lunch, so okay. I'll get with him. Get with him when we get closer.
Okay. All right. I will also entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Ed.
All right, y'all have a good day. Have a good rest of the week.